This is Isheshe Talks with Ategbe.
Ẹ kú dédé àsìkò yìí o, kí gbogbo yín abọ́rọ́ àbọ̀ yìí. I welcome you guys to this episode. So in this episode, we'll be talking about ẹbọ ríru. A máa sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ẹbọ ríru lónìí. What do we understand by ẹbọ ríru? What is it that we understand when they say ẹbọ ríru? And it's not just about what ẹbọ ríru is. Kìí kọ̀ọ̀kan kan ń ṣe ìtumọ̀ ẹbọ ríru, but our understanding of how ẹbọ ríru works, because it still comes down to this my complaint on people saying, thinking Isheshe is magic. How does ẹbọ work? Because there's a lot of complaint. People say, this person collected money for ẹbọ from me, and I've not seen changes. I've not seen that. Especially people in the diaspora. You say, whatever amount they collect from me is not what me I'm coming to discuss here. I mean, I'm just coming to discuss, like, that expectation you're having when you've not even put in any work. Then, when you've not put in any work. First of all, let's understand what ẹbọ is. When they say ẹbọ, Babalawo will not just go and do ẹbọ. It is the father say you should do ẹbọ. It is through consultation. When you go and do ifa consultation, and in most cases, some people do consultation where they don't need to do consultation. I will not go deep into that today. Then, if I will say, if I'm any imorolanda, kato dafa, like, it means that you ask for advice, you ask for people's opinion on a situation before you say you want to go for spiritual consultation. Like, that's the first thing you need to do. Because kusibo she magbe fanole, there's no way they will do consultation for you. That if I will not pick one ebo or feeding of one, it's impossible. It's impossible. So when you just face one little thing and you just say they should go and do ebo for you, and they do ebo and you're expecting magic, that is the thing I'm talking about. It's not every situation that we find ourselves in life that we have to do ifa consultation. I can tell you that maybe in a year, I only do ifa consultation maybe twice or maybe three times. I'm telling you, it's the reality. You might not believe me, but I know people that do ifa consultation on a daily basis. So, before I digress, let me go back to the point I'm trying to make. What is this ẹbọ ríru? You see, the ẹbọ ríru, when the Babalawo cast ifa for you, after the revealing verse and the pick the verse that is affiliated to your situation, because I can't start explaining the process of ifa consultation now. When they do the ifa consultation, that verses, that odu has some certain ẹbọ itutu and akoshe that is affiliated with it, but we are talking about ẹbọ. So now, the Babalawo asks which of the ẹbọ in that verses applies to your situation. When Ifa says that this is the ẹbọ, then the Babalawo tells you, okay, do this ẹbọ. This is what Ifa says you should do. So, majority, this ẹbọ is more like spiritual cleansing. Let's put it down. It's my own point of view. You might not agree with it. Ẹbọ for me is like a spiritual cleansing. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the ẹbọ is for now. It might be for the future. Some people, the ẹbọ that their grandparent has done is just coming into manifestation in their life. Then the ẹbọ that some of us, our grandparents has done, is just coming, ẹbọ, they are like ẹbọ wọn ṣẹṣẹ ń dà. Then also, and some people, it is the ẹbọ that their parents has done for them like a very long time ago. That is just coming into my. So ẹbọ is not something that they will do. And there are some ẹbọ that they can do it instantly. It varies. It depends on what Ifa is trying to communicate in the verse. So for me, ẹbọ is spiritual cleansing. So it is not, it doesn't necessarily mean that when they do ẹbọ for you, you would see the like instantly that things will change. No. When they do ẹbọ for you, it's for the spiritual aspect. you still need to do more in the physical. You still need to, you know, work towards it. I mean, the verse where they picked the able form spoke about something. It said something. There are some things you too, as a person, need to do. You know, that you need to work towards in the physical. Now, and what the spiritual will do is that it will, you know, give you spiritual support. You know, spiritual support and upliftment as you engage in that physical, you know, work, you know, in order to achieve the goal. Like this is the simple way for me to explain how able work. You can't just say they should do able for you today and things you just click on there, change the law. It doesn't work like that, you know. So I'm thinking of a way to, you know, give you guys an example, you know, because Ebo is not something that once you do it now, you call them ahade. No, it takes time. Even the world we live in, what is it that we do in this life that happens overnight? Nothing happens overnight. It takes time. I mean, a lot of people have been praying for good things in their life for many, many years. Is it that you prayed for that thing and the next day it happened? No. Take time. This is the same way able to work. Able does not, it's not magic. It's a gradual process, you know. Even the Babalawo that is offering the able for you, he too has things that he has offered the able for that has not come into manifestation. You just have to be patient, because they don't understand the work of the Orisha. We are just here in the physical, you know, to live and let the Orisha and the Rumole do their work. The moment you start complaining, the airboy did not check in, and the airboy is checking in, you're already interfering in the job of the Rumole. Within interfering in the Orisha, it's not something you should interfere in. You face the physical. Face it. People, it's a physical, they're going to complain about spiritual. They've done the able for you. All you just need to do is focus on the physical. I mean, focus on your work, focus on your business, focus on it. They've done the spiritual cleansing for you to give you that spiritual upliftment. But if it does not see any physical work, it will not come into manifestation. So I'm still thinking of a way to, you know, like a realistic way to explain what a boy is for you. So, but let me just keep mumbling. I would find a very nice example. So we need to, that is why we need to understand. This is what I want us to understand, that we need to pick each and every one of these elements in our so-called discussion and explain to people that it is not magic. It is not magic. Yeah, it's a spiritual thing, but it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Okay, take for example. You plant a corn, ugbagbado. Now I found a good example. You now take the agbado seed. What is the first thing you will do? Is it the agbado seed you first put inside the... You just go there? No, you clear the land first. Once you clear it, see what I'm explaining as an neighbor. You clear the land first. After you clear the land, ematu koibi, like you are going to make heaps. Heaps of sand. You do that. You weed it and you know everything. Then now you start planting the grains inside it. After you plant it, you are going to wet it. After wetting it, you wait for it to come grow. During the time you are waiting, you are also going to go back to the farm to weed it every day. Weed it, clean it, you know, water it, create irrigation so that when rain fall, rain is not going to kill the crops. You will do this for months before the corn starts, you know, before the corn starts bringing out the fruit. This thing I've just explained, see the process at which the corn used to grow as the spiritual aspect, which we don't understand. See it from that angle. Then see the weeding, cleaning, proper irrigation, and wetting it as the physical aspect you need to do. If you don't do all these things, the spiritual aspect, which is the process at which the corn grows, it won't grow because all those weeds, lack of water, will not make the corn grow. So why do we worry so much about the spiritual aspect when our work is to do the physical? What you read before, they've done the yebo, they've done the spiritual aspect. Focus on the physical. Kilo coin, babalawo ti rubo. You see, let me tell you something. If you give babalawo money, toba dafa fun. I want to make you understand something. Toba dafa fun, and you give babalawo money. Ti o rubo yen. Ohun ati se lojo lejo o. Ohun ti se lejo o. If you give a babalawo money and the babalawo did not offer the yebo, you don't even owe anything anymore. Like you have offered that yebo. It is now that babalawo an issue that I have a case to answer. Because you offer the yebo, you give Eshu the food, you offer the food to Eshu. But the babalawo that is supposed to sit down and do the processing of the yebo that did not offer it, it is not your problem anymore. It is the babalawo. They know this. Every babalawo knows what I'm telling you. It's not your problem anymore. I don't know why people worry so much about these things. You have done the yebo, you have paid for it, they've done it, you've done the spiritual. Focus on the physical, weed the plant, wet the plant, put fertilizer in the sand so that your sand can be have enough nutrients so that the spiritual aspect can happen, the corn can start germinating. I don't know why we just inconvenience ourselves unnecessarily. Church is not magic. It's the moment we start, and this is what has caused the problem. People see church as when I have spiritual problem, is the church that I have to go to. If you now have the spiritual problem, is it now overnight that spiritual problem will solve? Even the spiritual problem that you have, you don't even know if you have it. You are just speculating. So, okay, let's now say you have the spiritual problem. They've done the above for you. Focus on the physical. Leave the spiritual to do their own thing. If I have to suffer, the babalawo has done it. Focus on the physical. It's as simple as that. I'm giving the example. The physical, weed the plant, proper irrigation, wet the plant, put manure in the sand so that the corn can grow. That is how, this is the simple philosophy of life. When they do ebo for you, you are now waiting for one magic to happen. I've seen somebody that said, akoshe fato shifu mi ye. Bikamo le malo rob bank, or day box of wosile, unko mari, I'm like, which babalawo will explain this one to you, that this ebo that they've done for you now, when the thief rob at the bank, they will just mistakenly drop the money they stole, and you just see it and carry it. Which babalawo will explain all this rubbish? There are some babalawos out there that are confusing people, but me, I'm just letting you know, ebo does not work like magic. Because you do one akoshe now, doesn't mean that you walk on the road and pick money on the road. No, you won't pick money on the road. You work for the money. But now, the spiritual cleansing that the ebo has done for you, you know, would energize you from that spiritual part of you and give you that, you know, that drive in the physical to do it. You know, when you are getting to a point where things are not working, it is that spiritual cleansing that will still keep you going. You won't even see it, you won't even know. I can't start explaining these things to you, but some people know that, how did I achieve this thing? How did this thing come into reality? It's the spiritual cleansing that is shifting. It's not by your power. Some people go for a job pitching, wanted to rebel, but they've done their research. But when they get to the place they were pitching, everything just cut out. All that research that they did, they couldn't do it, but they had to improvise. And they did well. They started improvising and things started coming. This is where your spiritual aspect come into place. It helps you. Oma Jackie, yes, so all those things that you have read, you to start arranging in your head. But if you did not read it, nothing will come. If you do not read it, that is what they say. I Babalawo, okay, if I come see Nepara, it doesn't just apply to Babalawo. It applies to you. You did not get ready for the preaching. You did not, okay, if you now get ready, if you get ready for the preaching, this is what I'm saying. You did not get ready for the preaching, to go and pitch the presentation at the work. You did not get ready, you did not do your research, you did not do anything. You just want to get there and magic show up. No. When you do your research, do everything, do it. When you get there, even if you are forgotten, this is where the spiritual part will work. Everything will be you will be talking, work on mouth. It is your work. You've done your assignment. You've done it already in the physical, and the spiritual is helping you push it. That is how it works. I don't know why people are so worried about the spiritual. Something you don't have any control over. You don't have any control over it. You don't have, even the people that are doing it for you, they don't have any control over it. They are just there to do it for you. So stop complaining about these things. As long as you have paid the Babalawo, and as long as it is Ifa consultation that they said you should do that Ebo and 82, and you did it. You paid for it. Even if the Babalawo did not do it, don't worry. If it's the Babalawo and they should not let you, what is she? Bankosi Mosokwe, what is she? Babalawo and they should not let you. It is not you. So we need to understand this. We shouldn't be worrying about Ebo. Once you have done your consultation, and if I speak Ebo for you, you've done your Ebo. Worry about the physical. Wet the plant. Weed it. You know, put fertilizer. Physical things that you need to do so that the corn can grow. And you won't stop. When the corn starts growing too, you have to keep doing it. You have to keep doing it because the fruits, the corn has to be healthy. You need to keep doing it so that the corn can come out well. It can, you know, can be healthy, it can be big. So this is how it works too for Ebo. You have to do some physical work so that this thing can come into manifestation. Because if I say, I won't record, because if I have seen it, doesn't mean that Ire cannot be hindered. It can. It can be hindered based on your laziness. You are lazy. That Ire that if I foresee Ire, Ajetutu, it will not come. It will not come. So you have to work towards it. You know, you have to even do the for this foresee that Ire come, Bombi come, Ire come. You have to work towards it. And if you pass you will not have sex with your wife. Your wife is going to be pregnant like your wife will just get pregnant all of a sudden. You have to put in the work. You have to engage in sexual intercourse with your wife so that she can get pregnant. Yeah, even if after they pray that they won't be shaking, because won't you engage in sexual intercourse for the pregnancy to happen? So the sexual intercourse is the physical work that you do for the sperm to come out and, you know, go and fertilize the eggs. So you need to do that too. They can't just do it for you and you just be waiting for one miracle to happen somewhere. It doesn't work like that. So, if there is anything you guys don't understand, don't hesitate to ask me. So I can pick the questions, the one that I see that, okay, these are important. I can make another video just for that questions. You know, because the aim is to make you guys understand whatever it is that we are saying. You know, so thank you very much, guys. I'll see you guys on the next one. You.